Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a freaking god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. It's Thursday in the Cactus League and day two of games for the San Francisco Giants as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers. And we have a couple of guests today. Bobby Evans, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, will join us. And later on, we'll hear from Denard Span, the new center fielder for San Francisco. We'll start with Bobby Evans. Bobby, how pleasing was it this offseason? You guys were active. You were trying to get Zach Greinke, but you ended up with some really good pitchers in Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija.
You know what? For me, you looked at our club and our staff, and we could tell that our rotation needed to be strengthened. And so adding Cueto and Samardzija is, you know, big for our guys. I mean, when you have Peavy and Kane and Bumgarner, it feels good to get some additional horses into that rotation. And Heston had a great year, and so he can come in and serve as a long man this year and be available if needs arise. But it gives us depth and really should strengthen us as we get into a long season ahead.
When you look at these pitchers coming from another organization, how do you evaluate them? There's so many different angles to look at. I mean, Johnny Cueto, you know, better in the National League than he is in the American League. And Jeff Samardzija, you know, better a couple of years ago than he was last year. But last year he was in the American League. So many factors that are involved.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of information. And fortunately, both guys have had their ups and their downs but more success recently, going back to 2014. Both had career years. So that's something we'll feed off of, and it's not uncommon after a career year to have a little letdown. And Cueto still had a great year, finished with the World Series champion Royals, and we think that there's a lot that he can offer our staff. Just in terms of both are workhorses, both of them know how to command the strike zone, and we think that our ballpark offers advantages. I think our coaching staff offers advantages. I think that, you know, I think that neither guy has to come in and be our number one guy. I think that's an advantage. Our infield, our defense is an advantage. So I think overall these are just, you know, tremendous additions in terms of the rotation, in terms of how they can help, you know, in terms of their work and their approach. And I think it's going to be helpful for us to know that we start games, we can get deeper and protect our bullpen.
What does Denard Span bring to the table? I mean, he really seems like a good fit on this team, a guy who can get on base, he makes contact, plays defense. If he's healthy, what do you think he really brings to the table?
You know, for us as a proven leadoff hitter, which we lost Aoki to free agency, so, you know, getting a leadoff hitter is real big for us. It helps lengthen our lineup. And then ultimately, you know, given the defense that he can play in a very large outfield and center field for us, it's just very important. And, you know, we've won with pitching and defense, and, you know, with the investment that we made in our pitching, we need to make sure our defense stayed strong.
Angel Pagan, you know, when he's healthy, he's one of the guys who can really contribute, but he's had so many injuries, so did it really make you feel comfortable? You know, get another outfielder. We need more depth.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that with Bird and Aoki both going into free agency, you know, we needed to get an everyday player. We really like Gregor Blanco filling that fourth outfield role, and so for us, it was an everyday spot that we had open. And you know, again, you know, Angel has been hurt, but fortunate for us, he's in good shape now and coming out strong. And it's a big year for him as a free agent, so hopefully, we'll get, you know, a great season from him as well.
We'll have more with Giants general manager Bobby Evans. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos playing.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
What do you think of some of the young guys that came up? Injuries enabled Kelby Tomlinson to get a shot. And then you also saw Mack Williamson, and we saw some real power there from Jarrett Parker. So what do you expect from those guys this year?
Well, I mean, Parker will come in and try to compete for that fifth outfield spot and, you know, likely, you know, just try to make as big a mark as he can. There's no pressure on him, but ultimately there's an opportunity there. There's competition, and he'll have to fight to get a spot. But he's on the 40, which is an advantage for him. He did have a good September, which will help him as well. I think in Tomlinson's case, I mean, we look at him as one of our utility guys going into the season. He proved that he could do it on an everyday basis. So, you know, it'll be a challenge to come off the bench. But if there's times where he's, you know, needs to give guys rest, I mean, he'll have to move beyond second base. We'll probably have to play him at short and third this spring just to give him as much reps there as we can so he's available in whatever need arises.
Before I let you go. You know, it's strange not to have Tim Lincecum around. You know, he's been such a star player for this team over the years. Will you guys take a look at him at all? I mean, is he going to work out for teams? What's the latest with Timmy?
No, I agree. I keep looking for him. I expect him to turn around the corner somewhere. And, yeah, it's hard not to have him here. But, yeah, I mean, he's getting himself into a position where he can throw a showcase and, I think, impress people. And, you know, that'll be, you know, very telling for us in terms of where he's at, but also other clubs and what the competition is for us in terms of, you know, obtaining him. I think that, you know, from his mindset, you know, historically he's always wanted to be in the rotation. So I don't know that that's going to change this winter, and it's tough for us to fit him in a rotation. But if his mind shifts a little bit more towards bullpen, maybe there's a better fit.
All right, Bobby. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's Giants general manager Bobby Evans. Coming up, we'll hear from new Giants center fielder Denard Span right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
The Giants have a new center fielder, Denard Span, and I had a chance to sit down with him on Wednesday in Scottsdale, Arizona. Denard, how excited are you to get it going with a new team? Are there some butterflies when you join a new team like this?
Not yet. Maybe on opening day I get a little butterflies, but it is exciting to be here with a new team, a championship ball club, and just happy to be an addition to this team.
What did you notice about this team from afar that you liked, and now that you're in the clubhouse, what do you think about the ball club going forward?
What I noticed is that they played the game the right way. They hustle. They're just all around just winners. And, you know, definitely tell they root for each other. And so, you know, and being around, you can definitely tell, you know, why they've won so much over the years. It's a close-knit ball club, guys that pull for each other. And I'm just happy just to be over here.
Well, you know that when you look on paper and a team looks great at the beginning of the year, it doesn't mean that you're still going to win. So what does it take when you have a really good team like this to, you know, go ahead and do it?
I think it starts in spring training right now, putting forth the work, not getting complacent, and, you know, coming together, you know, starting now and throughout the year just continuing to get better. And like I said, just not getting complacent. You know, on paper it looks good. I've been in situations where on paper, you know, we were the favorites and we looked good, but you still got to go out there and put in the work, and you can't fall asleep on any team because this is the major leagues and, you know, every team's going to be competitive.
How much does it energize you when you join a new team? And you know, you're with new guys. They don't know much about you, and they're learning about you as a person, but also as a player. So how do you go about your business when you're with a new team like that?
I just come every day ready to work. You know, show them that I'm on board. Show them that my work ethic is, you know, brought me here for a reason. And that's how I think that's how you win over your new teammates, just showing them your work ethic.
Being an leadoff hitter, what do you try to do? What has happened throughout your career where, you know, maybe you've learned about that job and what you maybe do different than when you first started?
I think with experience, you know, you just learn, you know, when to be selective, when to be aggressive. But for the most part, you know, my job is to get on base and to try to, you know, get as much information as I can, you know, off the pitcher being a leadoff hitter and bring back that information to the rest of my teammates.
Anything about the ballpark in San Francisco that you've noticed that makes an offense a little bit different?
Yeah, it's a big outfield, big gaps. So, you know, big field in general. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, try to keep the ball out of the air. You know, try to keep the ball on the ground and line drives. And I think that's what this ball club does. They're, you know, you don't have too many guys that are that are going up there trying to hit a home run. You know, guys are trying to, you know, hit the ball in the gaps and pass the baton.
There's a lot of triples to be had if you hit it in right center. I mean, is that something that maybe you think about?
When I'm hitting, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just thinking about hitting the ball hard. That's the only thing I can control. I can't, you know, you try not to think about placement or anything like that. Just see the ball, hit the ball, and hope that you do get it in that right center gap.
How about playing center field and playing that big, you know, gap there in right center? There's going to be a lot of room to run around out there, and you've got some really good outfielders that know it, so how much do you take from them? You know, guys like Angel Pagan and Hunter Pence who have been out there a lot.
Well, I'm going to be leaning on those guys. Those guys have the most experience on that at the stadium, so, you know, I'm going to be communicating with those guys throughout the season, and I think it's going to be big that we're all on the same page with communication and with our spacing in the outfield so that, you know, we can cover the most ground and help our defense out.
How happy are you to be healthy? I mean, last year, you know, you had injuries, so coming back from that and knowing that you're going to be 100% going in, what is that like?
It feels good, man. Last year was a disaster, but, you know, I feel like I have new life, and, you know, I'm just excited for this new chapter, new opportunity in my career.
You think a lot of players that go through that, is there something to be learned when you're not playing? I mean, it's frustrating, but is there anything that you took from it?
I think you just realize how much you love the game, you know, when it's taken away from you, even if it is for, you know, even if you, when you're on the DL for a couple of weeks, you realize, you know, just the little things you take for granted why you are playing. So, you know, I had a lot of time to be away from the game and realize, you know, how much I love this game. And I'm just excited about going out there and, you know, just showing, you know, showing myself, not showing anybody else, but proving to myself that, you know, that I belong in this game and I belong in this league.
When you came into this clubhouse, and I know you've already met Willie Mays, tell us about that experience. I mean, here's a guy who's one of the best center fielders of all time, a Hall of Famer. So was he pretty much what you thought, or what was unexpected about him?
I'm not sure what I was expecting. I was surprised that he was as sharp as he was, you know, a guy that, you know, he can hold a conversation with you, he can talk trash, and you know, he's still knowledgeable about the game. And, you know, the things that he was talking about were still current to how the game is today. So, you know, just fun. You know, we've had some lighthearted conversations, and we've had some more serious baseball conversations. So, just all around, just a dream come true to be able to sit down with the legend, the best player, you know, of all time, and you know, just talk baseball and shoot the breeze.
I have to figure that he took a keen interest in you being a center fielder, and he was a great center fielder. Is there anything that he pointed out, I mean, even before you took the field, that you could kind of take with you?
Well, he hasn't seen me play yet, so yeah, that's what he keeps saying. He said he wants to see me out there before he gives me too much advice, or before he gives me anything advice, you know. So I think he's still waiting, you know, for me to get out there and just show him, you know, what I have, I guess.
He always played with a lot of flair. Do you think that's important? You have your own style, your own personality that you kind of show on the field, because everybody knew the way he played. His cap would come flying off when he ran around the bases, or, you know, he'd make the basket catch. He was just so distinctive.
I think everybody's different. Everybody has their own personality, their own style of game, and everybody, you know, has their own niche, you know, something that, you know, gets them going. So, you know, I'm not going to try to be Willie Mays. I think if I try to do that, then that's where I'm going to come up short, you know, right off the bat. So, I play the game a certain way. You know, I have a little bit of a flash, but for the most part, you know, I try to, you know, I'm so focused on making the play that, you know, however it looks, that's how it looks.
All right, Denard, hey, look forward to seeing you play in a Giants uniform. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
That's new Giants center fielder Denard Spam. Want to thank him and Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants, for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Monday, we'll hear from a pair of pitchers, a veteran, Jeff Samardzija, a newcomer, and Tyler Beede, who's working his way up through the Giants farm system, all from Scottsdale, Arizona. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.